The state ag department already bans the use of atrazine on 1.2 million acres where the weed killer might easily get into groundwater. DATCAP is proposing to expand the ban to 10,000 more acres in Sauk and Columbia counties. About a dozen environmental and small farm groups say they like the state's proposal, but want ag officials to either impose a statewide ban or take other significant action. Laura Ola of Citizens for Safe Water Around Badger says she doesn't like the state waiting until atrazine is found in local wells before taking a tougher stance.
The mandate is to prevent contamination, so we need to be taking action to prevent that exposure.
Ola says she hopes the next state ag secretary looks at atrazine use as a health issue and not a political one. Current ag officials say they don't plan to ban atrazine. DATCAP spokeswoman Jane Larson.
Now, we have been regulating the use of atrazine and adding extra regulations to it for many years. We have a more restrictive use rate than the federal label rate. So when farmers are going to use atrazine in Wisconsin, they have to look at what soil types they have, if it was used the previous year.
Larson says the state also monitors the breakdown products of atrazine and limits the number of months the chemical can be used. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau says the state already has one of the strictest atrazine laws in the nation, so a ban is not needed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.